Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。酒馆的铺子里有酒，群里有朋友。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hello again, and welcome back. Now, lately, there has been a bit of a buzz about a new reality / talent show in China. And what makes this show unique?Is the fact that instead of choosing a bunch of pretty girls in their 20s, this show decided to focus on a group of female celebrities over the age of 30.
相信在听节目的小伙伴们也有不少在看《乘风破浪的姐姐》吧。
This new show has attracted a lot of publicity, positive and negative. While you may choose to like or despise the show, the way I see it is that it is still somewhat of a trailblazer.The first of its kind, to put women at different ages in the spotlight. Because if you think about it, all these information around us, all these messages we get, from the internet, from social media, even from people around us, tells us the aging process is our biggest enemy, especially for women. And in China, as in many other cultures, 20-something girls or even teenage girls have long been held upas the essence and ideal of female beauty and womanhood in popular culture. Especially in China, when every official picture of any actress at any age are retouched and photoshopped to the point that it doesn't allow any single wrinkle. And we also have all these beauty apps, beauty cameras, that allow us to erase any sign of aging to achieve an almost...unreal image within a few taps. Sure, there are frequent stories and articles about how 30 is the new 20 or 40 is the new 30, but rarely do we see women over a certain age, unretouched, unapologetic, not medically intervened upon, held up as desirable and admirable, or even held up at all.
虽然我们也会说很多关于年龄的鸡汤，但是在整个的大语境里我们很少能去欣赏各个年龄段女性的魅力。
Now, we may see the aging process as a nightmare and try everything to fight it. The good thing is, plenty of female role models have the guts to face the reality or face the mirror with grace. So in today's episode, I would like to share with you a collection of thoughts on aging from some of the truly iconic women in the English-speaking world. First,We start with one of your favorites, Kate Blanchett.
在中国也非常受欢迎的澳洲女演员，攻气十足的大魔王 Kate Blanchett.
When asked about her opinions on plastic surgery,
关于整容，她是这样说的。
I haven't done any cosmetic surgery. When you've had children, your body changes. There is history to it. I like the evolution of that history. And I'm fortunate to be with somebody...who likes the evolution of that history. I think it's important to not eradicate it. I look at someone's face and I see the work before I see the person.
当我看到一个人的时候，首先看到的是他脸上整容的痕迹。
I personally don't think people look better when they do it. They just look different. And if you're doing it out of fear, that fear is still going to be seen through your eyes.Moving on from your favorite actress to a fashion icon, Diane von Furstenberg.
已经流行很久的 DVF 一片式裹身裙，相信很多小伙伴们都不会陌生吧。
Diane von Furstenberg is the fashion designer behind the famous wrap dress. And she said, There is a saying that with age, you look outside what you're inside. If you're someone who never smiles, your face gets saggy.If you're a person who smiles a lot, you will have more smile lines.
随着年龄的增长，你的外表反映的就是你的内在。从来不笑的人，你脸上的皮肤会松弛下垂，而总是微笑的人则会有笑纹。
Your wrinkles reflect the roads you have taken. They form the map of your life. Personally, I think that's a very elegant saying.And what about this one from the always eccentric Yoko Ono? John Lennon's widow and an artist in her own right.
接下来一条来自小野洋子，传奇乐队 Beatles 主唱约翰列侬的遗孀，同时自己也一生都是有些离经叛道的艺术家。And she said, Some people are old when they're 18, and some people are young when they're 90. You can't define people by whatever society determines as their age. Time is a concept that human beings created. The thing is, when it comes to aging, there's always been somewhat of a double standard for men and women. Cher, the once goddess of pop, and winner of Oscar, Grammy, Emmy, and Golden Globe,
英文流行乐坛绝对的传奇人物雪儿就直接回怼了这种双标。
And she said, I do think that when it comes to aging, we are held to a different standard than men. Some guy said to me, don't you think you're too old to sing rock and roll? I said, you better check with Mick Jagger.
有人质疑我说，你不觉得你这个年龄唱摇滚太老了吗？我想他应该是没有见过滚石乐队的 Mick Jagger 吧。
Now I know many people would say, well, does that mean that even if you're older, you still need to pretend to be very young? Actually, quite the opposite. Iris Apfel, the fashion icon at the age of 98,
那位很有名的已经高龄98的跨界时尚老奶奶就说
Aging gracefully is about no heavy makeup and not too much powder because it gets into the wrinkles. To not try to look young.I believe it was Coco Chanel who said, Nothing makes a woman look so old as trying desperately hard to look young.
没有什么比拼命装嫩更让女人显老的了。
I think you can be attractive at any age. Another woman who gracefully accepted the aging process is Helen Mirren.
英国国宝级的老戏骨 Helen Mirren 就说
The best thing about being over 70 is being over 70. Certainly when I was 45, the idea of being 70 was like, ah! But you only have two options in life, die young or get old. There's nothing else.
生命里只有两个选择,除非你英年早逝,不然每个人都会变老。
The idea of dying young when you're 25 is kind of cool, a bit romantic. But then you realize that life is too much fun to do that.It's fascinating and wonderful and emotional. So you just have to find a way of negotiating getting old psychologically and physically. And in the next quote, one of the most successful talk show hosts, Oprah Winfrey,
一度大红大紫的脱口秀主持人 Oprah,
she simply said, The way I see it, every year can be a brand new journey. Think about it. You get one chance to be 25,38, 44, 61, and every age before and between. Why wouldn't you want to experience all the wonder in each step on your path? And then moving on to a more emotional quote from Patti LaBelle, an American singer, songwriter, actress, businesswoman with a career spanning 60 years. She said, Here's what I know. I'm a better person as I get older. I'm calmer, easier to live with.All this stuff is in my soul forever. Just don't get lazy. Work at your relationships all the time. Take care of friendships. Hold people you love close to you. Take advantage of birthdays to celebrate fiercely. It's the worrying, not the years themselves, that will make you less of a woman.
能削减你的魅力的并不是岁月，而是你的焦虑。另外一位老戏骨
Susan Sarandon also said,I wouldn't want to be 20 now. I know so much more, and I'm much more comfortable in my skin, saggy as it is.
随着年龄的增长，尽管我的皮肤开始松弛，但是我终于能够和自己和解，能在自己的身体里住得自在。
And we end today's program with a powerful quote from an actress and director, Sally Field. She said, I've gathered strength.Behind my years. I owned them. I've earned them. I've deserved them. I have a right to have them.
In the end, I just want to say, so no matter what age you are right now, you deserve to shine, to radiate, to be attractive in your own way.
不管你是小姐姐、大姐姐，不论你是男是女，也不论你是几零后，只要有乘风破浪的勇气，脸上、身上的每一道痕迹，不都是你最光荣的勋章吗？
I hope you enjoy today's episode. If you have any other quotes you wish to share with us, can't wait to hear from you. I'll see you next time. Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG3。 我们在酒馆等你。